We're here today at the first All-City Prayer Marathon, where the front runner is, well, by a big margin, Pastor Tim. And we're here with his coach. Now, how's our boy holding out?
32 hours and 14 minutes, and he's still going strong.
What keeps him motivated?
You mean besides enough coffee to fill a swimming pool?
Yeah.
It'd have to be that verse where it says to pray without ceasing.
Uh-oh, looks to me like he ceased.
Yeah, well, there's always next year.
Or he could learn what it really means to pray without ceasing on today's edition of Grace Walk.
Great, let's see if I can get him conscious. Tim, are you in there, Tim? You can still be a contender.
Author and speaker, Dr. Steve McVeigh.
In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. Now, how are we to do that? Does that scripture mean that we keep our eyes closed and that we're saying words of prayer to God all day, all the time? It can't mean that. People couldn't live their lives that way. The Bible is teaching there that prayer is an attitude of the heart toward God. It's like the relationship I have with my wife. Communication is always open between us, even when words aren't necessarily being spoken. Begin to develop in your own life a habit of prayer with an understanding that it simply means that your heart is toward the Lord. Do you have a quiet time in the morning? Maybe. But prayer is more than that. It's an attitude of the heart, not just an action that we do one time a day or at church on Sunday.
Learn more about what it means to live your life in constant connection with Christ. Call Grace Walk at 1-800-GRACE-11 and ask for a free copy of Steve McVeigh's fact sheet, A Life of Praise. Again, that's 1-800-472-2311, or visit our website at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.